COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and my co-host is...
That chick angel. A boss, a wife, a boy, my me. Yo, she's comedy. Come get your life. All right. I did that. Welcome to our weekly podcast. Is this gonna cause an argument? Me and this man do this podcast every week.
Every week.
If y'all didn't know, we married. Mm-hmm. We've been married for how many years, baby?
18 years.
Ain't that crazy?
18 years.
Still 18 birthday, find out he ain't even his. He's not yours. Don't want to go something like that?
Yeah.
Anyways, we've been doing this podcast for almost 10 years. And what I love about it is that we're able to have a conversation with each other and you all on different topics, whether it be about family, relationships, parenting. We dibble and dabble in some of the political landscape, but not too much because we want to keep it happy, fun, light.
Yeah, y'all get enough of that.
Even though we do be arguing.
We do
and be that arguing. Is why it's called, is this going to cause an argument? And sometimes it gets a little awkward. Oh, well. And you know the people who really get to see all the awkward moments and the funny moments, all of them, are our Patreon. That's Absolutely. Right. We have Patreon, and we love to call them our immediate family because we are closer with them than any of our other supporters. And if you would like to be a part of our Patreon just to be nosy or be a part of our Patreon because you would like to also support us, you can go to Patreon.com/thatchickangel. And for the low of $5 per month, you'll get this podcast live. It's usually shot on Mondays. It airs on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. You get Mommy Confessions live, shot every other Thursday. And you get bonus episodes of those that are only available to our Patreon. You also get Here's the Thing live, shot on Tuesdays. So much content, so much fun. And so many other things. So, again, that'll
be...
We're
trying to ramp that up, too. Mm-hmm. Bring them even more to the Patreon.
Yeah. So, again, that's patreon.com/thatchickangel. Today, we are being sponsored by some of the best brands that I have ever come in contact
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
One brand is Mama Likes.
Yeah.
And you can get your self-care goods, your matching bonnet and robe set at shop.mamalikes.com, MAMALIKES.com. And we're also sponsored.
You know what I like about this, especially currently?
What?
Is I edit now, y'all, the podcast.
We need to tell Brie that so she knows.
Oh, yeah.
Officially taking over.
So basically, we ain't got to do timestamps and I can do what the fuck I want because I'm doing this shit.
So
now,
you're going to listen to that and you're going to bleep it out, correct?
I know, girl.
I'm just making sure.
Do you not remember I used to edit a podcast every single week where we said what the hell we wanted to and it posted every single week? I know what I'm doing.
I'm just asking if you're yes. going to cut it out. That's all.
Yeah, do what the hell I want. And we are also joined by another sponsor, Man Shit. Okay, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Now let me tell you what the hell I've been doing all weekend.
Tell them, because they ain't going to believe you.
She's back. She is back after all the shade, after all the trash talk that I got thrown at me. She is back.
Who is she?
Yeah. Patreon going to hear about it first. They're going to get a chance to go on and do what they do. Everybody else got to wait till Wednesday. Patreon hearing it live right now. Yes, Queen Shit is back. And let me tell you, ass helpers, one thing right now.
Oh, my God. As you better bleep it all out.
As much shade as I got over the past, what, 3-4 years? If I ain't up to 3 a.m. every single night making large batches of this because I can't keep it in stock, I'm taking the shit back. I'm going to snatch it back away. Y'all don't understand what I go through making this. My commercial blender helps, though. I got a big-ass 150-pound heavy-duty commercial blender.
Who recommended that you did a commercial? Thank y'all.
You did. Actually, you can't even order it yet because I still got to take pictures and put it on the website. But I got batches made. They already ready to ship out. I just got to put it up there so y'all can actually order it. I got to do that soon.
What?
Because otherwise, everybody else going to hear about it on on Wednesday. God dang. Let me think through the steps. Anyway,
ain't you
there
got the
it
old
is.
Picture? Oh, no, it never. It only existed in my box, so it never had product photos.
No. Got to do that. I got some fabric to do it. Yeah, I can do it today.
Tell Kenny to bring over that box I bought her.
Say what?
You remember? I'm not bought. I gave her. You remember that I bought a product box? And I was like, oh, we can use this to shoot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, you do. And I said, you were like, Angel, why you got this shit? And I was like, so we can shoot product. And then, no, look at me. Pay attention.
I'm listening.
And I said, I can give it to Kennedy because she's the one that can take pictures. You said, yeah, give it to her.
Yeah, give it to her.
You
oh, where listening. It is. I just need Alex Morgan. Your ass better buy 38 pieces of Queen Shit. If Alex Morgan ain't the first person, I don't care when I post this. I need you to refresh the site every 5 seconds. Because if you ain't the
you
first
better
order,
leave my
I'm
Alex
taking
alone.
It back. If you ain't the first order.
She said, shut up.
No, damn it. Stressing me out. Anyway, all you got to do is go to manshit.com. That's manshyt.com. You can check out my beard and body butter, Man Shit. You can also check out my body butter for the ladies or men if you want to use it, Queen Shit. Both 100% organic. Hey.
Queen Shit. It's still, Marcus pulled out one like that he never
one
sold.
Of the original.
One of the original. That stuff still smells so good.
I put it out the refrigerator. You got to store the stuff in the refrigerator because it is natural.
And I was like.
It's been down there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I put a little bit on. I was like, yeah, this is still good. It smells like chocolate.
Yeah, I pulled it out. I said, let me see what done happened to this over the past 4 years. I was like, oh, it's still good. You ain't tried it since it's like came to room temperature, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It just glides right on.
Somebody, that is a shirt for you. Somebody just said, you just cantankerous. You are cantankerous.
Huh?
They said you're just cantankerous.
Cantankerous?
Like you fuss a lot. And they spelled it with your name in the middle. Mm. Tank. Cantankerous.
Shut up.
You so dumb.
Nah, y'all. So I that's what I was doing all weekend. Just doing that up. And yeah, I forgot how much more work it is to
that's
produce.
That's why you hadn't been doing it.
That's why I ain't been doing it. But I'm in it now. Y'all know if I start something, I'm gonna finish it.
Okay, I think we have a slight problem.
What?
I think what I've been drinking just today.
Oh my God, Angel.
What?
You and your stomach.
I know it works real well.
It don't. Mm-hmm. Why are you still drinking it?
Because I made it. Yeah, we might have to. I'm trying to push through. I'm actually trying not to push through, actually. Because that would be terrible. How are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, sexy.
I'm Gucci.
I see you.
I'm Gucci. You know what's crazy? Is Angel even noticed it. I talked on the phone this past week, actually on Saturday, more than what I usually do in a three-month period.
Marcus was a chatty Cathy. Oh, that phone God. Was up to Look, his ear.
And it was crazy because it was like I had some long overdue conversations that needed to be had that I didn't know needed to be had until like Thursday. Mm-hmm. But apparently this shit is years overdue, apparently.
Yeah.
But got a lot of stuff resolved. I don't know. We'll see. But no, I'm doing good, though. How about you? How you doing?
Other than the current state of my stomach being jumbled up, for those of y'all asking what's in the cup, so I told y'all in Mommy Confessions, I was like, I got to stop going to Starbucks. It's an expense that needs to be cut, point blank. So I'm trying to remake the dragon fruit refreshers, mango dragon fruit refreshers at home. Now, this is like the third one I've made. Doesn't taste anything like the ones at Starbucks. Still working on this recipe. And it's got white grape juice, some mango juice, some caffeine from a white, what is it? Green coffee bean powder. Jesus, it took my brain forever to say that. And some like sparkling water. And for some reason, none of the what I said should be tearing my stomach up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I made me a breakfast sandwich. And the thing is, I only have like the dragon fruit is just the little decorations in there. And it's, but they said dragon fruit would take, I haven't even eaten any of the dragon fruit. They just,
but it's in there.
But I've done this this is my third or fourth one. I can't wait till I get the recipe right. Then your girl's going to be Gucci. Okay. So I am going to go handle this because it hurts now. And you're not even paying no attention.
I am. I'm texting Kennedy. Like, I need that right now.
You're like, come over to the house so I can so she can shoot the
product.
No,
she ain't got to shoot. I can shoot it. I'm just saying, I need the box.
She probably don't know what you're talking about. What? Oh, my God. Okay. Mark's going to talk to y'all for a little bit, and I will be back.
We'll be back, regular folk. And we're back. What was you saying?
I was just telling how my day went. How I'm feeling, and I'm feeling great. What are we talking about next, boo?
Oh, well, there was three things that I meant to talk about last week.
Are we not doing one of our segments first?
We can.
Yeah, as we should. That's the format of this podcast. Oh, yeah.
So you coming back all freshly.
I just didn't want y'all to wait no longer.
Oh. Yeah, they had me over here struggling, trying to hold a conversation with these people.
What happened to Fixin'-ish?
We were talking about that.
Yeah, I just saw. What happened?
Fixin' shit. Well, now that we back, I'll just a little bit of the conversation that the regular folk missed out on, the Patreon just heard me talk about. One of the reasons I came up with Fixing Shit because I had a lot of house projects to do, and I was like, let's make some content out of this.
Yeah.
Let's do it with Patreon. However, same with Greg and with me. A lot of people always want advice and to see us fixing stuff. If I don't have anything to fix, let's say I'm trying like, oh, I can show you how to fix a leak in the wall or plumbing or something. If I ain't got a leak to fix, that means I got to build the wall, create the fake little pipe and all of that, and then show people how to do it. That's a lot of work.
And that is our job.
That ain't my job. That ain't something I'm trying to do.
That's a part of your content.
It's not.
It is.
That's something I'll be making a part of my content. That's not part of my content right now. That's something I don't want to do.
Tell me why. You're so freaking good at it. Why do you want to go away from what you're good at?
Because I still have to do it. If it's something in the house and I have time to set up and I'll let, or go on live and do all that, I'll do it. But it, because I'm good at it, it don't mean something like that's something I absolutely have to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, kind of, sort of. But there are other house projects that you can do.
I know. And they still need to be done. I ain't done them yet.
That's what I'm saying. So let's
I already told Patreon that when I do other projects.
But I want to be part of the conversation now.
No, you only get to be a party because you and your stomach was having a conversation because you want to fix your addiction to Starbucks.
Okay, meanie. So fixing shit is coming back?
When I have time to do stuff or when I have stuff to do, yeah.
Fixing shit is coming back because I got stuff that I need him to do and would like for him to do it now.
Oh.
Come on. We're growing our Patreon again. We got bills to pay.
All right. Moving on. Next segment. We usually do one of two segments. One is In My Feelings, where we talk about something that got us feeling good, something that got us feeling some type of way. The other one is Tanksley Pride. We're going to do Tanksley Pride this week.
Absolutely, we are.
Yeah. So Tanksley Pride, why don't you tell them what it's about?
Tanksley Pride is where we talk about 1, 2, 3, or 4 of our beautiful children. We have 4 boys, Marcus, Sai, Kai, and Amar. They are our pride. That's why we call them Tanksley Pride. They're our pride and joy. It could have been Tanksley Pride and Joy, huh? What's your Tanksley Pride story, baby?
Without giving too much detail, y'all, I was sitting up in the emergency room from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. this weekend.
Yep.
One of our kids came to us, said they were having an issue. And we asked, how long have you been having this issue? Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, well, it started this morning. We said, well, shit.
Right.
So we took him out. I took him to the emergency room because Angel, you know, it's 11. Angel already asleep.
I was like, I ain't got it. Well, no, I had tried telehealth first. I set up that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And struggled to stay awake just to get all the information. I kept falling asleep in the middle of doing it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Everything's good. Ain't nothing serious. We just wanted to make sure that, you know, nothing was too serious. But yeah, setting up in the emergency room, and just it's always something when your child, regardless of how serious or minor, most things that they come to us with is very minor. You know, they, oh, my foot hurts, oh, my shoulder hurts. It's like, well, you did this yesterday, you did that. Oh. Mainly, especially at Kai. Mm-hmm. He'll come to us crying, my ear feels funny.
Right.
Well, boy, you was listening to your headphones and it was loud and out. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. But yeah, being a parent, as you know, a lot of y'all know, whenever your child comes with something and you don't have an immediate fix, it can be nerve wracking. You know, it's like one of those things is like, you know, it's never panic, but it's just like in your mind, it's just like, all right, now what's going on with this boy? What's going on with her? You know, what is this? What is that? But yeah, sitting in that emergency room, and it's like, that's the worst time to go to the emergency room because everybody is always in the emergency room at that time. It don't be happening. Yeah, I imagine in the middle of the day, it's empty in there.
Yes.
But yes. After 10:30, packed.
You know, when I took you, what was it, last summer, the summer before last, I should say, we got you in pretty quick. We were in the back for a little bit.
Yeah. And that's not, like, they do these things where they ask people, they'll check you in.
Right.
Right after you check in, you come back, they check your vitals, check, you know, your blood pressure, your little, put the thing on your face, check your oxygen, send you back out.
Right.
And then they call you back in, and they do something else, and they call you back. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I can do all this on the little, why did I check in on the computer? I could have did all this over there.
Right. Right.
And just in there, y'all, it's always characters, especially when you on the weekend, that time of night. There be some characters, and not just the ones coming into the emergency room. Sometimes it's the ones working there. My God, today.
It's a lot.
You always see somebody that's been in, look like they've been in a fight or two. Mm-hmm. That's every time I've been in there. It's like, whew, I don't think you won, did you?
Yeah. If you didn't win, the other person's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't lose, the other person's dead. That's what I should say.
Yeah, so that's my team's pride. You know, everything's good. They all at school today. But it's always that now. What now?
What else?
I think I feel like this is just part of parenthood.
It is something.
Just injuries and random crap.
Okay, so my Tank Sleep Pride story is my eldest baby. He is starting to slowly but surely come into his own. So we had what? Okay, why are you interrupting me in the middle of my Tank Sleep Pride story off camera?
My bad. Okay. Disposable.
Okay.
Go ahead. He's coming into his own.
So my Tank Sleep Pride story is my oldest son, Marcus, who's coming into his own. And this weekend, he had a bit of a busy schedule. He did about 4 hours of community service because here in California, at least at his school, you have to complete about 50 hours of community service in order to graduate. He's over halfway there. And then you don't want to wait until after we shoot to eat.
I am hungry. You already ate, obviously.
I know, because I was being responsible, trying to be at least. And then he had to sit in his role as a corresponding secretary for Jack and Jill. Oh, at least I forget. He also did Yala this weekend. And then he had one-on-one mentorship with the other corresponding secretary that's in the mother's chapter of Jack and Jill. And then he had a Far West teen officer meeting for Jack and Jill at 8 o'clock at night. And just seeing him handle all of this with grace and with like, this is something I got to do, so I'm not even going, there ain't going to be no pushback. I'm just going to handle it. Just makes me super proud. It makes me really hopeful about his experience outside of our house. And it was so funny when we got up to leave to go for him to go do community service. I was like, you're going to drive us. And he was like, okay. So he's in the car waiting for me. I get in the car and, you know, he starts the car. I said, can you imagine this is what your life is about to be in like a month? That if you have stuff that you need to do on the weekend, you're just going to get in the car by yourself, start the car and go. And he was like, yeah, I mean, kind of, I can kind of. I said, isn't that so dope that you just going to leave and go where you need to go? That's crazy.
Yeah, what's even crazier is him already like somewhat having a busy schedule and not having that excitement already. Mm. Like the fact that this boy got a car and ain't like, oh my God. My parents could have got me an engine and a gas tank with a steering wheel. And I would have just been sitting on it. Didn't even need tires. Just been sitting on it in front of the house, cheesing ear to ear one of these days.
Oh, well, because driving in California is intimidating. There's no way.
It is. It definitely is. But it's just like goodness.
Yeah, he's got a car. That could be the next fixing shit. There's certain things I want my husband to fix on this car.
No. Okay, everything then, on that car. I done fixed everything on the car.
Then I'm going to do it. And I don't think you want me doing it.
We ain't getting no other cars.
I just want to switch out that damn armrest thing, the split.
We're going to put a cover over it. Armrest is $200 and something.
Okay, you didn't tell me how much it was.
I looked it up. Here's the thing, y'all. The car's only been washed when I've taken it to the car wash. And I've already talked to Marcus about this because he don't care. I remember Angel said something. It was we were somewhere, or she saw a little SUV. She was like, oh, that'd be like a nice graduation present for Marcus, you know, take it to a car to, you know, take off to college. I'm like, no.
No, I didn't want him to take no car off to college. I want him to get a car when he graduates from college.
Hell no. We graduate from college, you can get his own car.
No, that's exactly what he can't.
He would have to show some interest in a car, because he'd be like, oh, thank
show me
you.
A degree. Show me a degree that you earned, then you can get this goddamn old vehicle. Yes. Mama going to get him a car then. You know, if mama don't get it, guess who will get it? Guess who will get it while you chew it all up in their ear? Is granny
right at home with you? They know that they hear with you, then they hear chewing in their ear.
I be doing this.
No, you don't, Angel. People not heard you chew and burp all at the same time in the damn.
They definitely have heard me burp because the burps be running out of my mouth without my permission.
Anyway, yeah, I'm hoping he gets different appreciations for things instead of this. Because he looked at the car. I brought him home from school one of them days. And he walked around. I was like, what you looking at? He was like, oh, I thought it looked like it was clean. I said, it ain't going to get clean until you clean it.
You going to show him how to wash a car?
Like washing your body. He didn't see me wash way too many cars.
I don't know why you assume that they pick up on stuff just because you've done it around them.
The fact that he's into the music that he's into, the most of the time he hears that music is when I'm washing a car.
But Marcus, no. How is that even equivalent?
Because I wouldn't have thought he was paying attention to that. But he know more nine songs than I do.
Marcus, all I asked was, are you going to show him how to wash a car?
No, I ain't going to show him. I'll instruct him as he's doing it.
Okay.
My hands ain't getting wet.
I didn't say your hands had to get wet.
I'll show him one time.
I don't know why you think that you don't have to actually
because blatantly. He can figure these things out. I could be like, here's the bucket, here's the soap. I need you to wash that
car.
We
could put a foyer out in the woods and they could probably figure out how to maybe survive. But he has two parents that could also.
What did we just talk about last week? Soft ass kids. Because we spoon feeding them. He can figure some of this shit out.
And in some ways, he's not going to because he is not you and he is not me.
Something as simple as washing a car, he going to figure out.
And also, which one do you think he's seen more? Us take our cars to a car wash or have somebody clean it or us cleaning it? Which one?
He's definitely seen us take it.
Exactly. But
he's seen him washed a bunch of times too.
He's seen one way more than the other. And he probably thinks that you
ain't seen one getting washed. He just knows it gets washed. He ain't paying attention. Again.
Okay then.
Again, there's things he can figure out. If he can figure out how to build a damn computer to game on, he can figure out how to wash a car.
Well, obviously, the reason why you know how to work on cars is because you love cars.
It's not working on a car. It's washing a car.
No, I'm switching. The reason why you know how to work on cars is because you love cars. The reason why he knows how to build a goddamn going computer is because he loves that world. So certain things he's not going to figure out because he's not going to know you need to figure this out unless we tell him you need to figure this out. Do I think he's capable if you say that to him?
I don't know if you do.
I do think it's capable. If you say it, at least.
I've already told him. One of these days when you ain't got him running around doing 5 million things, I'm going to be like, go out there and wash that damn car.
Okay.
He's going to be like, where's the soap? I'll open the garage doors right there.
But sometimes that's what he does need is a go out there.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I said I was going to do it. I said, I'm not going to show him. I'm going to be like, he's going to be like, where's the water hose in the backyard? You got to unhook it, bring it around.
Now, when he do it wrong, don't get mad.
I don't get mad at him for doing stuff wrong. I'll be like, Marcus, that ain't what you do. Well, and then he'll get mad. Well, I don't know how to do it. I said, it's simple. Screw it on there.
Marcus, you just sat up here and lied in my face.
I don't be getting mad at him for doing it. I get mad at him for doing stuff that he knows he's supposed to do that he don't do.
You'll get mad if he does stuff that you think logically makes no sense. You'll be like, boy, why the hell would you do that?
That's just daddy talk. What the hell? Like,
no, why
that's anybody, man. Boy, why the hell? What are you doing?
That's what I mean.
They ain't getting mad at him. That's communication. Because I ain't trying to raise no soft-ass kids. He getting the workforce to do something stupid. His boss going to be like, why the hell would you do this? No one's ever talked to me that way.
No, he already is already worried about people being mad for him doing something wrong. That's the reason why he didn't want a darn internship.
That's why I need to get calloused. Calloused up. Soft-ass kids. They'll be all right.
This is one of your children. God, dog, Marcus, for real.
Angel, kiss my entire ass.
No, for real, Marcus. You didn't hear how loud that got. I don't know if it's because of your emotion, but you were starting to go in.
It was a big piece of chicken. Y'all, is this any different from what Angel does? Angel, you eat crunchy shit.
I even took my gum out because I was like,
that's rare too.
I was like, this is going to go.
Anyway, moving on. Main topic. The next sponsor is brought to you by Mama Likes.
What's the main topic?
Honestly, I have no main topic. I had those three things I wanted to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't remember what they were.
What? You said I had three things. I've been stalling
trying to remember.
You said I had three things.
I said I had three things last week.
Right. I thought you were saying that's what we were going to talk about this week. And I said, well, let's do our segments first.
And I said, I've been stalling trying to remember.
Well, it didn't sound like you were stalling at the top. It sounded like you were about to jump right into them.
Well, I wasn't.
Last week you had wanted to talk about Jimmy Kimmel, but that's over with.
No. Yeah, that was one thing. You said you didn't want to.
Yeah, that's over with. His back, his show back. He cried.
Everything that I saw. Just trying to. It was. Oh. You did. I don't know if you saw it or not. So I don't know if y'all saw it or not. A lot of people probably did. Cameron and Mace's podcast.
Go ahead.
You didn't want to talk about it?
No, let's hear about it. Let's hear about the Cameron and Mace.
Okay, so they have a, y'all know, of course, they got a podcast called It Is What It Is. They had a boxer on there, Adrian Bronner. Adrian Bronner was basically extremely flirtatious with the one of their hosts, the co-host, Stat, young lady that's on the show. And long story short, he's getting, extremely flirty and everything. And finally, Cameron, there's two different cuts. There's one cut that the actual show aired and you just hear Cameron say, look, man, you got to go. Like, I don't want no issues. I'm going to pay you for your time, but you got to go because you're being inappropriate. Mm-hmm. You know, her boyfriend is here. You're being inappropriate. You got to go. We done told you. Mm-hmm. So the uncut version, they put up the snippet of that, and he warned the dude probably like 5 or 6 times. Mm. Like, hey, you got to cut this out. Yeah, there was like, we're going to post what actually happened, because it looks like Cameron only corrected him one time on the last show, but then he ended up, no, it was like multiple times. At one point in time, he stopped the show and was like, hey, you got to cut that out. Mm-hmm. And then they came back, and the other, one of the young ladies that they were on a computer with, they stream with, she finished her segment, come back, he starts talking again. That's when he's like, no, you got to go. So a lot of people,
some of the stuff that he was saying to
her. He wasn't saying anything like streaming appropriate. He was just talking about how pretty she was. Like, oh, you beautiful. Oh, I can't even focus right now. I mean, you so beautiful. Like, and then I guess it was to the point to where I saw Cameron talking after the fact. He was like, no, because he said, you know, it's okay if somebody on there, everybody knows Stat's pretty. Like, if you say a couple of things, but at one point in time, she seemed like she was uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is her house. Like, this is her show. I ain't about to let nobody come on here and let, you know, be that. On top of that, her boyfriend's here. So, again, it wasn't nothing like, hey, it was just like, all right, you still flirting, even though it is not. It's aggressive because it's not, it don't seem very invited. It wasn't invited to, you wasn't invited to flirt, but. Still wasn't like the language he was using wasn't like anything profane or anything. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that stuck out to me, oh, before I finish, Cameron, a lot of people was like, hey, good job. Good job looking out for her. About time, you know, of course, everybody's about time somebody standing up back with him. Like, shut up. People do it all the time. But everybody's giving, you know, kudos, giving them hands out, which I do. I tip my hat to him, like standing up. And, you know, even though that's like somewhat his boy, they've known each other for a long time. I think dude was drunk. He wasn't supposed to be on the show. Mm-hmm. They something about, they were walking through the casino. They saw him and was like, hey, come do the show. He came on the show like that same day. Mm-hmm. So they don't know if he was drunk and or high. They don't know what was going on, but he was doing too much. The only problem I got is when Cameron corrected him, it was like he just kept bringing up the boyfriend. Like, I told you her boyfriend's here. Like, that's not cool. Her boyfriend's here. I already told you her boy. I'm like, it shouldn't matter that her boyfriend was there. Just from the part that I heard, not to say there wasn't other pieces, but the part that stood out to me, he just kept saying, you know, her boyfriend's here. I was just like, for one, that shouldn't matter. Two, for me, it went on way too long before that point.
Before somebody saying stuff. Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it wasn't like he wasn't being disrespectful or anything. it was definitely like veering away from the show, but it was just like, bruh, cut it out. Like, this is real creepy, right? What you doing right now? Because he would just say a name like, Stat. Oh, my God, Stat. Like,
does this man think that he is, like, every woman's dream? Is this the
Adrian Bronner thinks he is a god. He's a boxer. He was under Floyd Mayweather. He did more trash talking than fighting. You seen memes and stuff of him. He done been knocked out a couple times.
Yeah.
He's a big character, you know. He's a extremely large character. I don't think he didn't do anything that people wouldn't expect out of him, I guess, so to speak. I imagine Cameron's probably in an awkward situation too. If it's like, and look, man, I know I asked you to be on the show, like, you my boy, but like, come on, this is.
So, Carla says, do you think that he wouldn't have said anything if the boyfriend wasn't there?
No, I definitely think he would have said something. Just the way it was going. And it could have been, I don't know, maybe it was to save face to him. Like, I told you, her boyfriend, you need to stop. Because he even apologized. He was like, man, her boyfriend's here. Oh, my bad. And he went right back into doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the way he apologized when Cameron told him her boyfriend's here, the way he apologized, like, okay, you about to back off.
Yeah.
Then it's like he forgot and went right back into it. And also, I mean, hats off to the boyfriend, too. Because I know he knows his wife is at work or girlfriend is at work, so he can't act a fool. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
It's being someone who works in a very male-dominated industry. A lot of industries are male-dominated outside of maybe teaching. But I truly work in a male-dominated industry where there is no HR. And, you know, comedians, that is their job, is figuring out how to cross the line without looking like they crossed the line.
Right.
I don't know if I work with anybody on a regular basis that would actually say something, in that they would probably be a little slow to say anything.
That was literally my thought when I saw all that happening.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Kev and Josh. Kev and Josh, they let me down. They don't ever want to see me be disrespected. But I think it would probably take them a moment and a pause and a in their head more of a what the F than an outside of their mouth what the F.
But you would speak up long before them.
But I think that's also why I don't think that they would say anything quickly, because I think they're so used to me being very, not just vocal, but commanding my own respect, that I think I would get offended and react to the offense before they would be like, hey, pipe down. Not that they would be comfortable or okay with me being.
Yeah.
But I think it would be more of a conversation afterwards of like, man, what was he saying to you? That's what I was crazy. About to say.
It would be a lot more said after the fact versus during.
That's crazy. Like, I was like, what was he talking about? And why would he say that to you?
Now I got to go find him.
Yeah. Where I would have already been done like, I'm going to tell you this one last time. Say something to me again crazy, touch me again crazy, and it's going to be me and you fighting like two. You have to bleep this out, like two out here.
And then you better hope that the footage gets deleted, because if I find out about that shit.
But I do think it is the responsibility, especially because obviously Cameron and Mace are regardless of who's who in the dynamic of CEO, CFO, vice president, president, mm-hmm. when people walk in the room, they see them as the two bosses.
Right.
And Stack as a co-host. So
stacked,
stat, like statistics. Yeah. They see her as the co-host. So mm-hmm. you expect those who are in the position of being the boss to be the ones to set the boundary, to be the ones that, like, you don't mess with my team. So I do believe it was definitely Cameron's job to, like,
yeah,
even if he were a woman,
right,
it was still yeah. his job, because this is his show, to be like, and you, and what you won't do yeah. is this.
And the way he done it was so boss. Like, he's like, nah, bruh. He said, nah, see, you got to go. Exactly what he's, nah, we told you. He's like, nah, nah, I quit. He said, nah, he pulled up his little purse. Nah, you know, I respect you. I don't want no issues with you. I'm going to pay you. He's counting out his money. I'm going to pay mm-hmm. you for your time. He's trying to stay this case. He said, nah, we already told you, boyfriends and stuff is in here, man. You being disrespectful. Stood up, took his stuff out. Gave him his money, gave him a hug. He said, you can wait outside for us and talk, but you got to go.
Yeah.
It was like such a, like, that part wasn't even edited out. Like, it was such a baller way he did it. So, now, nah, definitely hats off to him. Everybody's giving, they, you know, tipping their hat to him ever since it's happened. Because, again, you see all these podcasts and you don't, people don't see a lot of hosts, male hosts in podcasts this day that would do that.
Yeah.
Like, Charlamagne wouldn't do that.
No, I can't see him doing that.
Is Joe Budden, does he even have a podcast? I don't think he would do it. No,
Joe Budden has a
woman.
Podcast.
No, I know he does.
There's a woman on there. Uh-huh.
I don't see them doing that.
Melissa Ford. But you know what? A lot of the dudes don't be coming up on there. And then Melissa Ford is like a video vixen. But the dudes don't come on there disrespectful. And I will say this.
Most podcast dudes don't. But like when you do get that one that does act a fool.
You know, Melissa's gone. Okay, there's a Mona. I will say this. There is somebody who we shot with on a Kev on Stage Studios production that made me go, yeah. Kev has never hired him since then.
What you mean made you go, huh?
It was just in the scene. I was just like, and I said something. Me and Kev bust out laughing. I said something after the scene. I was like, he's handsy. And Kev bust out laughing. And that was the last time we saw him on a production.
Was you he was in?
Yeah, but it wasn't like anything sexual. It was just like one of those things where you just like, is this required? Is this required in the scene? Really? And I said, "Ooh, you'll hear me." And Kev said, "Ooh, he's handsy." That's what I said. Ooh. That was the last time. And I didn't notice it. Kevin was like, you notice I never brought him back. And I was like, you sure enough has it. Heaven. He was like, oh, yeah. Because that is one thing.
I ain't never heard this. I'm hearing this with y'all.
Oh, yeah. Because it wasn't the thing. It wasn't a.
Yeah. And it, like, I'm not like, no, who is it? But yeah.
It wasn't a. Put like this. It wasn't like a in that moment of like, hey.
Yeah.
It was just eventually I was like, okay, really, sir? And I know for Kevin, he was like, I don't know intention. I don't want any of it. Don't bring me no bad news. And it's looking like bad news is coming. Don't want it. So, yeah. But if you're going to work in an environment like that where you're going to have men in that are super duper misogynistic, and I feel like if you're bringing people from the sports world, or the world of music or hip hop,
yeah,
you're gonna have more of a chance of dealing with dudes that are that cross the line.
And right now, boxing is the world of hip hop right now.
Where in the world of comedy that I allow myself to exist in, I don't too much have to worry about that because I'm inside of like the Kev on Stage kind of universe, multiverse. I have been on the other side. I have been on the part that's not a part of this multiverse. The part that's in his multiverse, there's a lot more standard in which a person has to behave when we're all working with each other. So it's not as a, you know, it's not an issue. That's the way I put it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, because people, Now, black women have the right to feel how they want, but, you know, especially in social media, you hear it, I see it posted all the time, at least, where black women don't feel like they're protected by black men, like in general, which I get. I'm not like that within reason. Any black woman I'm around is going to be good. I remember I was in Best Buy one time. I think I talked about it on Let Us Tell It back in the day. I was in Best Buy one time, and this lady, she was in line behind me. She set her stuff down, and she walked, like, right over the way, like, right here to look at something on the shelf that she was, like, about to buy. Mm-hmm. So line moved up a person. So, you know, her stuff's still back. I ain't paying attention. I think I'm on my phone or something. Same day I saw Master P in Best Buy. It's all the same day. So back up. So found it is a white dude comes up. Older white man comes up. And he gets in line. And he's behind me. So she goes grab stuff. She was like, "I'm sorry, I was right here." She was just like, "You know, excuse me, I was right here." He was like, "No, you got out of line." She was like, "Sir, I just stepped right here to get something." Like, she was like, "No, you got out of line." He's like raising his voice. So then by this time moved up again. I said, "No, you were in front of me. Come on." So she grabbed her stuff, got in front of me. And so then y'all can feel his energy. He's just fuming. He does the same thing.
Gets out of line.
He puts his stuff down, walks over to get something. Then he's gone for, like, he's quite a bit away. So we move up. She goes and starts to pay. I step up. By this time, there's somebody that done got, you know, behind me in front of him. And he's walking back over. I said, "Damn, see how that works?" But I'm just like, first of all, I'm not about to let you, I don't know where this is going to escalate to, but I'm not about to sit here and watch you yell at this black mm-hmm. woman and not in my face like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nah, you was in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, simple as that. I know a few people that would have done the same thing. Like, you know, you seem like you aggressive, even though she could probably handle you. I'm not going to let it get to that point.
Yeah. I do think it just all depends on who you're around and who you've dealt with. I can, like you said, I fully understand black women who feel like no one is speaking up for us.
Yeah.
I get it. I know I am in the situation where I have my loyal and very protective husband. So I more so have to make sure he doesn't go into protective mode in scenarios that I'm like, "It's fine. Don't worry about it." Then I have to worry about feeling like nobody has my back.
Yeah, and I've seen many instances where I'm just like, why didn't nobody step up? Like, what the hell is going on?
This is a scary world out here, but there are times where definitely it's just like, why is everybody being a punk?
Right.
And sometimes it don't even have to be that, like, that situation. Obviously, with the Cameron and Adrian situation, you could have the thought of, okay, this dude could get mad and he's a boxer. He could decide, I'm just going to be reckless. Not to say that that's the
right
personality of all rappers. I mean, all boxers or anything like that. But there are some situations that aren't even that, like, high in possible escalation where you just like, why do you say nothing? I remember going into Costco, trying to find my card, right? And because they now have the people standing at the front where you got to scan.
Yeah. Which
is the guy's like, "We need to see your card." There was a black dude who had just scanned his card. He was like, "Auntie, you don't need your card. Come on." Pretending like I was his actual aunt. And I was like, "Thank you for that." He was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't know why they got to stop. If you shop it, you can't
check out
without a card."
Without the card.
And I was like, "Oh, that's so nice of you. But you could have said sis." No. I'm not that much older than you, young man. But even in like those like smaller ways, I think people miss the mark.
Yeah.
I can understand possibly not wanting to endanger yourself for someone you don't know.
That's what I said.
And you don't know the situation.
Within reason. That's what I said. Within reason, stepping up.
But these other situations where they really just be like, "I'm not going to do nothing for you," doesn't make any sense.
And again, you don't know. I ain't giving nobody that many excuses, but you don't know what they've experienced either. Them being the men is like,
Yeah.
There's a place I go, and, you know, I still got a lot of Southern in me. So when I see black people, I speak. Mm-hmm. Man, woman, child, it don't matter. Like, hey, how's it going? There's black women I've spoken two or three times, and I barely get a hello or anything. It's just like, I'm going to avoid this conversation that it seems like he's trying to bring up. Fine. If I ever see this person in any situation, I'm going to act like I don't even see what's happening.
You have brought up here recently two or three of my homegirls whose energy you feel like has
big shift.
Changed.
Well, one, it was just like, and you was like, oh, it's probably stress. I don't know the other two.
One you just recently brought up.
Oh, yeah, that one. That was a big shift. Big shift. To where I'm like, let me pull back because now I feel uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. And, I think there's like two other different people I've brought up. And I know you have we both have the tendency of being like, okay, did I do something? Why is this shit?
Yeah, because with women, that's always my thing. Like, what did I do to make them feel uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. And it might be, like you just said, the southernness in you that, because, for instance, you play with Marquita in a way that she knows that there is really no intention.
Oh, yeah,
but
Marquita. Yeah, yeah.
But with another woman, they would be like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No, you didn't. And I don't know if some women have a boundary that's further out that you've crossed that you didn't realize that was a crossing of.
But my thing is, when I treat you the same that your husband treats my wife, like, I feel like that's like culturally y'all in the same vein.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my gauge. This is like. For just an example, like,
but they're individuals, though.
No, I get that. Yeah. But that's why I always like, what did I do? I'm pushing. I'm stepping back. Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll get a salute. What's happening?
Yeah.
But then one, it was like, I wouldn't even call you that your homegirl. That's our homegirl. I was just like, what the hell's going on? But like you said, you was like, it's probably stress because the last time it was like right back to normal.
Right. That's the.
But if it's an initial, if I don't know you. And it's in passing, and it's just like, hey, how's it going? First time you didn't hear, or you stressed, or you having a bad day. Second time, hey, third time, you don't exist to me no more.
And I think I give a lot of people grace in that when dealing with you, because it took me a long time to be comfortable in spaces with any man, just because I didn't grow up in a space with a lot of dudes in. I recall, I think I brought this up, I would go the long way to class just to avoid walking by certain groups of guys. Not that they were going to do anything, not that they were going to say anything. I would just get super duper duper uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about, when I say all the way around, I'm on the floor where my class is. I would find the steps, go down to the low ground, come back to get to the class that I was just to avoid certain dudes. And I don't know if it's because I started doing stand up, and even now I can feel it when it's coming on sometime. Actually, you know what was crazy? It takes me a second to settle, even when I work with the Jack and Jill teens, because a lot of times it just be boys. Not because me as an adult woman, like younger version of me is like, I am not used to being around this many black boys at once in I feel like my system has to go, okay, got it. Where I don't have that with black girls. So anyways, long story short, I do believe that I give a lot of women grace when they are awkward with you. And like, you're like, what's up with her energy? What's going on?
Yeah. I give it grace too. I just notice it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Like when I tell you, I'm like, it's been like, it went from, hey, what's going on? Yeah, yeah, blah, 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 to, hey.
Because I truly be like, oh, in my head, like, I don't know how the hell I got to the place of I'm now cool being in a room with dudes and not feeling no type of way. I don't know how I got there, but I did. But I used to be like, Hella.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, with me, initial conversations, I'm just like, all right. And, you know, over time, maybe people get closer or further apart, fine. But when it's just like a sudden shift like that, I'm just like, all right, whatever. I noticed it.
It was so funny. Going to this homecoming, there was like six black boys from the school that our child goes to, even though it wasn't that school's homecoming. And there was a moment in me where I wasn't going to speak. I was like, what are these boys doing here? And I wasn't. And then I was like, what are y'all doing here? And said it out loud. And they came up. They were like, hey. And they each gave me a hug because they now they know who I am from being on campus so much. But I definitely, like I said, can empathize with women who have awkward energy. Like, so when somebody has really phenomenal energy with me, that doesn't kick it with us a whole lot. Kicks mm-hmm. it with me more than you. But and then has a weird energy with you, I feel like, okay, I see you. Well, you know, it doesn't ping in me as hard as it pings in you because you're experiencing them in an awkward way. But I'd be like, I was that girl. Just.
Yeah. Hey. Like I said, initial, I get. Meeting the first time or don't know me, 100% get. But when it's already been something established and a shift.
And, you know, church that did that to us, too.
Yeah. And like I said, when there's a shift and then the significant other is still the exact identical with you. Yeah. Just like and with me. Ain't nothing changed with me with the significant other either. I'm just like, what the
That's
hell?
That's how I know it's typically. It's honestly not you. It's something that they're.
And then you had to explain to me, and I've been extremely cautious now with the girls, because, like, we have a generation of friends that have daughters out here. They were like, they see me as like Uncle Marcus. They're like, hey, Uncle, you know, they'll come up, hug me, talk to me. The siblings right under them, these little girls don't talk to me at all. And I would check them on it. Like, y'all being rude, first of all. You done came to my house and ate my damn food. Mm-hmm. And then you see me out in public, you act like you don't know me. Mm-hmm. So I would check them. Angel was like, Marcus, you got to understand, these young ladies don't always feel comfortable around me. Which I still had a hard time understanding that, because I'm like, they don't remember not knowing me. I knew these kids when they was babies. Mm-hmm. They don't know a world without me in it. Yeah. Other than just not seeing me for an extended amount of time. But I'm like, I don't understand that. But I let it go. I'm like, come graduation, y'all ain't getting shit. You're going to be like, you gave my sister and my brother, you gave me a bit. You ain't getting nothing because you don't know me like it.
No.
I don't feel comfortable giving you nothing.
No. I mean, some of them do have bad attitudes, but they also, it's just, it's just.
No, there's definitely some attitudes in there.
But it's trying to be comfortable. I don't think if I was their age that I would have been it would have been very much so like a.
Yeah. Now there is like, especially when they get a certain age, like we had one of our friends who has a daughter the same age as the twins, and she was awkward one day and didn't want to hug me. And she was like, go over and hug. What are you doing? I was like, no, don't ever make her hug somebody she don't want to hug. Like, she ain't got to hug me.
Oh, well, I just.
Don't ever do that.
I just brought it up. It's Rhea. I just brought it up. I said, you know she doesn't smile around us.
Who?
Rhea.
She don't?
No. Pay attention. She's always very, very straight face. She's like a little assassin. She's extremely goofy. And Denora was like, oh my God, you are right. I said, she does not. She said, well, you know, she loves y'all. I said, I know it fully.
Yeah, that girl hugs me. It hurts when she hugs me.
She loves us fully, but like, she kind of puts up this like wall for us emotionally. And I'm like,
she does. She don't be. So I'm thinking about it like,
that baby don't smile. At all. So I recognize the awkward stage that I went through as a girl when it concerned boys and grown men. So I understand it when I see it with other. I'd be like, don't fuss at them. Just say hello. Yeah.
That way, again, that's new to me. Like, from back home,
because you know,
it is what it is. But out here, I'm just like, they don't know not knowing me. Like,
because even like I said, some of the boys, I just say, oh, so we beefing? And they like, huh? I'm like, we must be beefing because you didn't say hi to me. And they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Angel.
Now, the boys, when they don't speak, I'll speak. And they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. They always apologize and speak or whatever, or hug or whatever. But, yeah, the girls, they be like, hi. Like,
Yeah. They're like, why are you getting mad at me? I don't even speak to my parents. Why are you mad that I didn't speak to you? But yeah, no, I just know some of the girls, they need a little bit of a softer. Yeah.
I told one of the, I was talking to one of their dads, and like one of the daughters walked up, and me and him was talking, and then she starts talking to him, and then he stops. He said, ain't you going to speak to your Uncle Marcus? And she was like, oh, hey. And then he starts laughing. I said, that's probably her fourth time ever speaking to me in life. He said, what? I said, I see her up here all the time. She never speak. He's like, why don't you speak to him? She's no.
Yeah, it's just a very awkward phase. I remember going through. Yeah. So I can empathize.
When you explained that, I was just like, because I always gave like the younger little girls that grace, but once they get a little older, I'm like, now, you growing up, like you've known me too damn long now. You know me at least 16 years.
Yeah. It just served.
But when you explained that, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I gave them grace. But these adults with children, I'd be like, I don't know what done happened, but you over there now, I'm going to keep you over there.
Yeah. No,
it ain't no beef. I ain't got feeling no type of way. I just noticed the difference.
Yeah. If there was like a fun conversation going on, joining in, they would probably be all about it and able to engage with you. But that first, it's like breaking ice every single time. You would think there's already a warm, like it's a breaking of the ice every single time.
That's great. I know Patreon, they think I'd be fussing. I'm actually a very pleasant person in person. Most people see me that way.
There's quite a few people who see you.
Thank you, Andrew.
I just said that a lot of times. Anyways, we got to get up off of here. Special shout out to our sponsors, Shop Mama Likes, Man Shit.
Hey.
And his girlfriend, wife, Queen Shit. Also, Cameo. You can get your birthday, anniversary, graduation, had a baby. All the things, video from me on Cameo. You can search for me there. Thank y'all for watching.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.